It's so late. I'm absolutely knackered. I'm so tired. But I can't sleep because there's a ghost sitting on the end of my bed. I'm looking at him right now. Shh. I must try and keep perfectly still. I don't want to scare him. I've read somewhere ghosts are more afraid of us, the living, than we are of them. A bit like spiders are more terrified of us. This ghost looks young, I'd say mid-20s. But it's so difficult to tell how old he is when this ghost's skin tone is whiter than white. The colour of his skin is brightening up the darkness of my bedroom. He's just sitting there, not moving. He's looking upwards to my bedroom ceiling. My neck is hurting just by looking at him. A breathing human wouldn't be able to look up at such an unnatural angle like that. Oh, I think I know why he can do that, look up like that. This ghost, when he was alive, must have died breaking his neck. That's why he can look up like that. I've got myself my own contorted ghost man. I'm gonna give him a name. I'm gonna call him Alan. Because you don't come across many Alans these days, do ya?
Hey Alan, would you please go away? I need to get some sleep because some of us got a workmate.
He really is transfixed, just looking up. I wonder what he was like when he was living. Was he a kind man? Did he light up a crowded room when he walked in? Like he's doing right now in my empty room. My private space. This is my safe space, so it's time for you to go haunt the neighbour in the apartment upstairs. Go and terrify Mrs. Feet. I call her Mrs. Feet because that's all I hear when she stilettos around first thing in the morning and last thing at night. The inconsiderate cow took up the carpet and polished the bloody floorboards, totally unaware of the noise. So yeah, Alan, go and sit on her bed. Actually, go and sit on her head and suffocate her. You know what, I bet you're thinking the same as me right now. Mrs. Feet upstairs is single and maybe Alan was her ex. Maybe it was she that broke his neck. Maybe she killed him. Maybe she kicked him out for being useless and accidentally pushed the poor geezer down the concrete stairs and he snapped his neck. Well, I need to wind my creative neck in and just try and get some sleep. Stop talking rubbish. But the thing is, the problem is, I can't stop looking at him. I can't stop staring at this ghost sitting down on the end of my bed. Damn it, I need to go to the toilet. Okay. I'm gonna get out of my bed as if he ain't there. I'm just gonna ignore him and go about my business. It's my apartment, my rules. You're an invited ghost guest and it's gonna be tough if I startle ya. I've been quiet and gentle up until this point. Okay, here I go. Keep looking away from him. Don't look at him. Don't look, don't look, don't look. Don't let him know that you've been looking at him for the past God knows how long, 30 minutes. God, how long have I been looking at him? It must be more than 30 minutes. Oh, shut up. You're nervous. That's why you're talking rubbish. Calm down. Oh, this situation is funny. Nothing to worry about. Okay, turn bathroom light on. Glance at my tired self in the mirror. Oh, and there's my ghost friend, Alan, looking at me from the other side of the mirror.
Stop looking at me!
Okay, mate, okay, this has become pretty scary now. You're in my home, keeping me awake, and nice to meet you.
Stop looking at me!
Okay, you can't hear my words. This obviously ain't a two-way conversation. I didn't realise this is a two-way mirror. Okay, I'm sorry for looking. All right, I'm sorry. Is there anything I can do to help you?
Yes. Listen.
Murderer.
Okay, I'm in my bathroom looking at a white ghost who's on the other side of my mirror and is now doing the uncomfortable looking up again.
Murderer.
Okay, there's a murderer living in the apartment above me. She murdered you? Alright, then go and haunt her, terrify her. Why don't you scare the hell out of her instead of keeping me up? Oh, okay, now you're not saying anything and it's you just staring at me now. Look, please stop doing that. It's making me a little uncomfortable, opening your mouth wide like that, screaming at me with no sound coming out. Well, please don't do that. I get it. I think I understand. You're afraid to go back to where you were murdered, am I right? Okay. Your silence is telling me that I am right. Look, I might misfire on this, but I'm just going to speak my mind. You look bloody scary, right? In the world you're in, spirit world, or whatever you want to call it. So you ain't got nothing to be afraid of. She can't kill you again. But you can do what you've been doing in my home up there, can't you? Do the same to her as you've been doing to me. Am I dreaming this? Am I actually in a deep sleep? If I am asleep, then this is some true 4K 3D shit happening right now. Sod it, I'm going to grab this pair of scissors and see if the pain will suddenly wake me up. Ouch. Okay, I am awake. I'm still here. This ain't no dream. Oh, Alan's gone. He's not on the other side of my mirror. Hang on, I'll see if he's sitting on my bed again. No. He's gone. Alright, I'm gonna lie down and try and relax. I'm gonna take a deep breath. Hopefully I'll get some sleep.
Murderer will be terrified.
Whoa, I wish you stopped doing that. Look, I'll tell you what, just do what you've just done to me, to her upstairs. Just float above her bed with your face 2 feet above hers, just like you're doing now. Enough now, just go away. Okay, gone ghost. Okay, calm. Oh God, now I don't feel good. My head is hurting. My whole body feels heavier. I'm overheating. Water. Oh, that's it, I need a glass of water. Okay, back again to the bathroom. Glass. Need a drink of water. Drink of water. Oh no, I'm looking in the mirror and I have the eyes of my ghost friend. What's going on? My skin looks brighter. God, I look really pale. Oh, he's inside my head. Oh, I need to lie down. I'm really, I'm overtired now. I'm feeling really dizzy. I feel faint. Oh, Christ, time to get up. Work. What? Why are my hands covered in blood? Oh my God, what have I done? I really wasn't in the mood for a party. I just had that feeling something bad was gonna happen, and I'm usually right. I just wasn't feeling sociable. I expected to be bored. I expected mundane conversations. I expected to leave early, enjoy a better buzz in McDonald's. Oh, God, I really misfired. I'm in an awesome party, laughing with wonderful people, enjoying this great atmosphere. I even had a dance, and I never dance. Yeah, there's a couple of people who just talk at you without asking any questions that I've managed to avoid, but I love surprises like this, like enjoying a night out when you expect the worst. My mood's been lifted. Just talking and having a laugh with people face to face has really lifted my spirits. Nothing bad has happened so far. My sensitivity, anxiety, spiritual part of me got it wrong for once. Oh, it's getting hot in here. It's getting a little claustrophobic. I have to get some fresh air outside. Oh, it's cold dark outside. The kind you imagine you'll get if you were brave enough to visit a cemetery at night. Oh, that's cold. My head is hot from partying, but the cold has quickly cooled the skin on my face. And I feel there's a feeling inside in a moment. My spine's temperature is about to drop below freezing. Oh, I find gardens at night really creepy. Not the park close to the house. I'm referring to the area furthest away. My imagination is giving me ideas I'd rather not think about. Like there's nasty witches and scary monsters watching and waiting for me to wander into their secret world in the dark. And of course, during the day, it's just a beautiful garden. But now, here in the outside, in the cold outside, away from the music and fun, I presume, I'm alone. And I feel confident nothing's going to scare me or creep me out, and I'm going to face my fear. And you know what? I'm going to walk into the black dock towards the back of this stunning, almost fairy tale garden. I'm not afraid, and if there's something bad here, just bring it. I feel good, I feel strong, I can cope with anything. The dancing beats have stopped now, that's how big this garden is. I can't hear anything, it's just dead quiet. It's weird, I thought I'd come across maybe some lovers being intimate, but no. It's a bit odd, I guess the cold has kept everyone in the party warm. No sounds. Not even from insects or animals. This really is the dead of night. Cold, dark, still air. If the world suddenly came to an end and everyone disappeared, this is what the last man standing would feel like right now. I am the last man standing. I noticed fears dropped away from my shoulders. Inside my head's relaxed, calm, and I'm enjoying this deep silence. I'm not alone. I'm sure there's something in front of me at the very bottom of this garden. I haven't heard anything, I haven't seen anything, but trust me, I just know. I can sense there is something. Something in front, I'm just going to carry on walking. I'm going to let it know I'm not scared. Let it know that I am fearless. A few long moments pass. And there they are. There's a person standing at the bottom of this garden. They have their back facing me. Their body shape is of a woman. Thin frame, blonde short hair. I don't need to disrespect this moment and kill the dark with the light from my cell phone, because this stunning girl's white dress is giving off just enough light for me to see. She's just standing there looking into the dark forest. I stop walking, being aware of this stranger's personal space. I'm expecting her to hear me and turn around and say hello. Oh, she is slowly turning around. Wow. Pale skin, blonde hair, gentle red lips. Her eyes. She hasn't got any eyes. Where her eyeballs should be is just dull white. I'm looking at beauty and bloody frightening. I'm not going to say anything, there's no need. She's making a small smile, and now she's slowly walking to me. She's opening her arms wide to embrace me in a welcome hug. And I just go with it, no sounds, just silence. The closer she gets, I notice just how gorgeous and stunning she is. She's slightly shorter than me, and hang on. There's something familiar going on here. I can feel her hugging me. Her smell, I know this smell, that perfume used to send me wild. I break her hug and I'm now looking at her face again. I know you, I whisper. She smiles again. She was my first girlfriend from years back, my first love. I mean, many years ago. In my head, I'm thinking, what the hell happened to your eyes? But I don't say what I'm thinking. She's moving again to hold me. I feel tears falling down my face. I'm crying because the sweet, passionate memories have come flooding back. She hasn't been in my head for so long, and now those long-forgotten episodes of my teenage life has returned as if they're happening now. I feel really vulnerable. I feel really weird. She's hugging me again, and she's just gently kissed my left cheek. I'm now just standing, and I'm just staring. She slowly moves her hand to wipe away the tracks of my tears. I'm not thinking about anything else. I'm not questioning what, why, or how. I'm just in this moment. She slowly turns around and walks into the forest behind the garden. She leaves me standing. The light from her white dress disappears with her. I think about following, but my legs won't move. After a time of soaking up what just happened in this garden, I need to continue to be alone and leave the brilliant party without the endless goodbyes. The next day in the late morning, I get a Facebook message from a stranger telling me an old friend had passed away. And yeah, I knew who. My first girlfriend died quietly during her sleep last night. She just wanted me to know I was the very last person she thought about before her sweet heart stopped beating. The same routine, the same environment, the same frustrations. I'm doing everything I can do to improve my life. I work hard. I've been through more than many, but I don't expect any favours, and I don't think the world owes me anything. I'm just doing everything I can do to survive, but nothing changes. No one returns my messages. No one calls me back. I've been trying to network and meet people to get some career off the ground, but everything I do doesn't develop into something that I've worked so hard for. The deepest cut is this. If other people in my life, other people I know, had to go through what I go through, they would not survive or keep trying like I do. I know no one can help me, I just gotta keep doing what I do and hope that my turn at success will come to me when it's meant to be. It's all about timing. What is meant to happen will happen, whether I work hard or not, and right now I'm gonna take my foot off the throttle and drift a bit. Maybe if I stop trying so hard and being so desperate, something good will come my way. Yeah, I'm gonna stop trying, stop coming up with ideas and ways to stand out. I know other people go through the same, but right now I just care about my own well-being. It doesn't make me feel better knowing I'm not the only one. I just want something special, something good to happen to me, like it does for normal people. I know I mustn't compare myself to others, but yeah, we all do it. This mundane path I'm on is beyond my control. I've tried everything, and sometimes I feel like I've been cursed by some voodoo or dangerous religious cult. I consider myself a strong person, but the lack of balance, good and bad, doesn't exist. It's all negative, and now the negative thoughts are taking over. I want out. I want this boredom to stop. Nothing's going to change no matter how hard I try to make everything okay. My past patterns of my behaviour, my personality, my inability to think logically is my downfall. I need to stop the traffic in my head, and the only way I'm going to keep the bad thoughts out is to remove myself from the loop I'm in. Stop the world, I need to step off. This world is not for me, so here I am. No need to talk about my thoughts anymore and my feelings. It's just time to pull the plug. I've got the large kitchen knife and I've cut deep into my wrists. I thought the pain would make me pass out, but that's weird. I've cut myself twice and I've managed to blank out the burning pain, but there's no pain. And why isn't the blood shooting out like it does in films? And why hasn't the knife leave gaping wounds? There's no wounds. There's no cut in my skin. I can't even kill myself right. Oh, now I get it. That's why nothing positive happens to me. This is why I'm fed up day in, day out. I can't kill myself because I'm already dead. In my death, it's just as unadventurous as my simple life was. The sheer mundane monotony of my life has continued into my death. There's no light at the end of the tunnel. There's no new beginnings. And what's so horrifying is that now I'm dead, I don't want to be in this repetitive realm. But there's no way out. This hell is how it's going to be. For so long, I had no idea. I thought I was just living a dull life. Working hard every day, trying hard to make positive change, and now the wicked truth is that my heart stopped pumping blood around my body. I have no idea when. And when I was alive, I am the same as I am now. I work so hard to make changes to improve my world like some machine, and my intention has never stopped. I've carried on with the same pattern of trying and failing here in my death. Hell isn't what you think. Your real life may be some kind of hell, and what's terrifying is that when you're dead, the way you live your life will continue and there's no exit here. So please try and keep alive for as long as you can, because when you die, it gets far worse, and trust me, I know.